What can you say about someone like Wendell Harrison? At 79 years old, Wendell is the definition of a living legend. The jazz musician was brought up on clarinet and tenor sax, a staple in the 1960s jazz scene of New York City before he came back home to Detroit to found the label and artist collective known as Tribe, a shining example of black excellence in experimental music, publishing, and social politics. Harrison walks among jazz giants, like the long list of artists he's actually worked with: Grant Green, Lou Rawls, Eddie Harris, Sun Ra, among many others. And to this day, he's still making music and really focused on educating the next generation of jazz musicians here in Detroit. Next week, Harrison will release a new album. It's called Get Up Off Your Knees. I got the chance to sit down with him this week to chat about the record and share with you a preview of a lot of the songs that's going to be on that album released next Friday. It starts out with Wendell Harrison trying to describe himself, which is a difficult task when you have accomplished as much as he has in his life.
My problem is I like music, you know, so I can't really confine myself, you know, into one particular genre of music. You know, I'm always curious. So the Wendell Harrison, I'm a educator, entrepreneur, record producer, just a Detroit guy.
Let's dive into this new album you've got, Get Up Off Your Knees. If you were going to try to describe kind of the vibe or the emotion that's on this record, how would you describe it to someone?
It's like searching and for me, investigating different possibilities, musical possibilities. By dealing with poetry, spoken word, you have Mbaye Chui, which is a cardinal for this Shrine of the Black Madonna, he's reciting poetry on this.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to swipe in, log on, and sign off. You will not be able to lose yourself on hemp and opioids, Uber out for pizza and beer during commercials, because the fourth revolution will not be advertised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Amazon in four parts with direct access to Prime Video. The fourth revolution will not show you pictures of Trump blowing a bugle and leading a charge by Mike Pence, John Kelly, and John Bolton to eat corned beef confiscated from a Bronx sanctuary. The fourth revolution will not be advertised. The fourth revolution will be brought to you by the Fake News Awards, but will not star Julia Roberts and Robert Downey Jr. or Bart Simpson and Ellen. The fourth revolution will not give you thousands of likes. The revolution will not get rid of the Facebook blues. The fourth revolution will not make 50 the new 40 or 40 the new 30, because the fourth revolution will not be advertised, sister.
And then the title track, Get Up Off Your Knees, I wrote that in 1968, you know, dealing with the Supreme Being helps you a lot, you know. In fact, everything comes from the Supreme Being, but you got to get up and do something. So the that particular track is talking about get up and get something happening and manifest your dreams.
Get up, always look at me. I believe that prayer is good. Gotta hustle, sound to meet your needs. If you're in good health, you can help yourself. While you can, it's been proven true. You can do it too. Wake up, it's not in vain. If your future isn't bright, then you only have yourself to blame. There's opportunity now to better your dreams. No one's better than you. And if you think so, it's just not true. So get up, utilize your talent, make a plan.
You have been making music for so many decades. What continues to motivate you to say, I gotta keep doing this, I gotta keep exploring this genre, I gotta keep making albums? What's that fire that you've got to keep going?
Well, one thing, I meet new people all the time, you know, with this energy. And when I was coming up, when I was like a kid, growing, older guys would take me under their wings, you know, and show me a lot of stuff, you know, and that made me, you know, I got a lot of the knowledge from Barry Harris, and actually I used to practice with Sonny Rollins. I met Train, you know, I used to have conversations with John Coltrane. And I have a glossary of input when I was coming up. And nowadays I'm trying to really seek out new energy, because that inspires me. These young people got another way of listening to music and playing music, which is fascinating to me, you know.
Well, Wendell, let me ask you this. You know, one thing that you talked about keeping you interested and keeping you fired up about this music is that idea of interacting with the younger generation. And that's something that I've always really respected about jazz musicians, is that there's such a importance on education and passing the torch on. And it seems like in Detroit, that legacy is really, really strong. There seems like there's a very strong bond between sort of these living legends like yourself and this young generation of guys that are coming up. Why is that so important to keep passing down what you call the language of jazz?
In the 40s and 50s, to perpetuate this art form, we had to do it ourselves. It wasn't in schools. So we made sure the kids, the younger people that was coming up, if they was interested in jazz, we would try to give them as much information as possible. It's nice to see young people playing rather than see old men struggling. Old men struggling, you know what I mean? I mean, they're easy on the eye. They're easy to look at. They're easy on the eye, you know, young people, you know. And with that knowledge, you try to feed these folks as much as you can so that when you hire them, they're playing with some kind of sophistication. And then you don't have to mortgage your house to pay them. You know what I mean?
Just an absolute honor to be able to sit down and talk with Wendell Harrison, the living jazz legend himself, who has a fantastic laugh and a great sense of humor, as you could hear in that interview we just played for you. His name is Wendell Harrison. The name of his new album is Get Up Off Your Knees. It's out next Friday, January 15th. We gave you a little bit of a preview here on Culture Shift today, including the track we're listening to right now called First Love.